It is time once again for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets here this week. And Soy Roy, before we get into the markets here this week and pretty exciting day yesterday, you brought up an idea, and it has more to do with production than it does anything else. You say there's a lot of aerial application of fungicides being sprayed in your area, huh?
At least around here in eastern Cass County, there is. I was in the office the other day, and the boss there said that they had sprayed 60,000 acres, and that was as of Tuesday. So we've been going kind of hot and heavy. They've slowed down a little bit now. I think maybe kind of caught up with the ones that need spraying, and maybe lack of rain the last week has slowed down the development. But I look at my own fields, and gray leaf spot had quite a start already early this week, so I had mine sprayed.
And you made a good comment about it, too. You know, from the road, traveling at 60 miles an hour, even 20 miles an hour, the corn looks really, really good. But when you get out and actually look at it, that's when you notice that gray leaf spot, huh?
Right. The gray leaf spot starts from the bottom leaves and works its way up. And, you know, the fields that I checked look like the most of the infestation was below the ear, and the further down on the plant you go and the further down in the field, the closer to the creek or the lower elevation, the worse it is. So it's, I don't know, this is my first experience with it. I'm still kind of learning, and I guess I'll know probably in a couple months whether I did the right thing or not.
Well, let's kind of talk about the markets here this week. And as I had said before, you brought up before we went on the air here, the fact that yesterday was kind of an exciting day in the markets.
Really was. Anytime you have soybeans limit up, you've got to be excited about that. And I guess the thing that's really kind of eye-catching on this is that the prices have been going down pretty steadily. They've gone down quite a bit in the last 6 weeks or so. And the talk was that the Chinese have been buying beans, and now they're going to start selling them back into the market. And that was putting pressure on. And all at once this week, the rumor or the fact is that the Chinese, instead of selling beans into the market, are buying them. And so it's kind of like the difference in whether you get a rain being predicted and then it doesn't happen, and so the market goes down and then it turns around and goes back up. Well, in this case, it was a really good customer of ours that supposedly was going to be a competition, and all at once they're back being a customer again.
Well, so that just adds to a tight supply and demand situation as we get out of this marketing year and head into the next one, huh?
Absolutely. You know, we've been in a tight supply situation all along with the old crop beans quite a bit higher than new crop, and here we are bumping up against the 1st of August, and the new crop maybe is not as big as what people have anticipated, or maybe the Chinese are willing to defer their purchases out into new crop, and so we still had yesterday the old crop higher than the new crop. But when you say the difference between 55 cents a bushel and 70 cents a bushel, well, the spread doesn't look all that big.
Well, now, this is one of those bumps that you've been telling us over the last couple of weeks. This is one of those bumps that we should be watching for, huh?
Oh, absolutely. We usually see a late summer low in the soybeans somewhere around the 1st of August to the 15th of August. And, well, maybe it's a few days early this year because, I anticipate that it would happen. I really didn't anticipate it quite this soon, or I didn't anticipate a limit up day to start it off. But if you look at the normal seasonal price trend charts, this is right in time.
Now, how about the corn side of things? That's a little different story in that there's a lot of corn still in storage on the farm. And, you know, I'm thinking we're going to see a few more bushels in the average national yield this year, Roy.
Well, I think so, too. And, you know, I guess one of the things that's a big concern, and one of the things that actually probably moved to markets a little bit yesterday, was they're starting to talk about early frost already. Now, the meteorologist that I listened to the most said not much chance of that this year, but you know, nonetheless, that's something for the traders to talk about. And you're right, there is a lot of old crop corn in storage, and that has kept pressure on the corn market all summer, basically. And so we don't have that big spread between old crop prices and what we're going to have at harvest time in corn like we do in beans.
This might seem like a strange question, but I ask it anyway. If we've got some corn in storage and it's still in good condition, you know, storable condition, that we haven't seen any mold or insects or, you know, anything like that, is this a year, you know, maybe we would sell off the combine and hold on to that old corn, or what do you think about that?
No, I'm just always leery of doing that. If you've got old crop corn in the bins, which I know people do, and it's in good condition, you probably don't have to be in any hurry to price it, because we could see this price run up last week, 10 days, 2 weeks. You know, who knows? It just depends on the psychology. And if the soybean market will continue to pull the corn market along with it like it did yesterday, why, you might get paid pretty well for storing for a short time period. But, boy, storing that stuff into the coming year, then you need to be looking at the corn with moisture content down around 14 or 13.5%, you really need to be sure that you don't have a layer of damp corn on top, or that you don't have Indian meal moths building webs up on top of that corn to kind of seal it off. There's just a lot of things about storing corn into the new crop year that, to me, make it a very risky business.
For producers that would like to get more information from you, there are several ways they can do that.
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
Well, very good, sir. Thank you much for the comments. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets, as we do every Friday, right here on 840 KTIC.